I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. All the attention today on President Trump's visit to the Texas-Mexico border means we're hearing a lot, again, about his argument to build his wall. Essentially, he says the nation's security needs it to make the border with Mexico harder to cross. Let's consider a different option, a U.S.-Mexico border that's easier for travelers to navigate in both directions. I know, radical thought. It came up yesterday in my interview with Mexico's former ambassador to the U.S., Arturo Sarucan, which you may have heard. We'd been talking about the old North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. That's when I asked him this. Speaking of NAFTA, do you believe that the goals of NAFTA are ultimately consistent with free movement of people between the three countries? Like, and I know some people will freak out when I say this. Do you believe the border should actually be loosened between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada?
Look, I think that's a very divisive and toxic debate right now, precisely because of how immigration has become a third rail inside GOP politics and how the president is using that to rally and mobilize his hardcore base. That's why he retained the Senate in the midterms in November, by playing up the fears of the migrant caravan from Central America on the Mexican border. It is obvious that one of the issues that was never dealt with in the original NAFTA, labor mobility, is a difficult issue. That's why, again, it doesn't figure prominently, even though there's this chapter on North American visas, which allows mobility of professionals, engineers, doctors, to be able to move between Canada, Mexico, and the United States. But if you look at probably the most accomplished success story that we have today in the world, which is the European Union, which is being challenged, by the way, precisely on one of these issues, which is labor mobility. Labor mobility, at the end of the day, has to be regulated, has to play in, because it will provide strength to the North American market. If you look at the demographics of the United States in 20, 25 years, it won't have the doctors, the nurses, the workers. Those can come from Mexico if we find legal, orderly, transparent, safe ways of allowing people to come with a visa to work and then come back and forth in a legal, orderly manner. That, I think, should be the end of the game. I don't think we're anywhere close to having that debate, at least with the United States today.